It is time for scripture reading.
今天的读经的经文在罗马书第六章。
The scriptures for today is in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 14.
刚才保罗牧师告诉我说是读这个一到四节就可以了。
So we only read the verses 1 to 4.
他请大家打开就是罗马书第六章一到四节，今天我来读。罗马书第六章第一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
So Romans chapter 6 verses 1, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。下面把时间交给保罗牧师。
It's time for the sermon.
Heaven and earth.
天堂和地上。
Can you actually get the best of both worlds?
所以你有可能得到这样一个两全其美的两个世界吗？
Or do you have to sacrifice one to get the best of the other?
还是说你必须牺牲其中一个世界好得到另外一个世界呢？
Let's take a look at some of the options.
让我们来看看其中一些选择。
Some people would say you cannot have the best of both worlds.
有些人会觉得说你不可能得到一个两全其美的境界，因为你必须在两者之间做出一个选择。
You have to choose one or you have to choose the other. You have to choose between heaven or earth.
所以你必须在天堂或是在地上之间做出一个选择。
After all, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
毕竟有人说鱼与熊掌不可兼得。
Now, people within this group would differ as to which world to pursue.
所以在我们现在我们当中有人会选择追求不同的世界。
Some people would say try to get the best out of the earth.
有些人会觉得说我们应该去追求属世的事情。
And others would say, try to get the best out of heaven.
有些人会说我们要追求天上的事。
So let's take a look at these two options.
所以我们来看看这两个选项。
One option is to try to get the best out of earth instead of trying to get the best out of heaven.
那其中一个是选择追求属世的事，而不是追求天上的事。
So why would people choose this option?
所以为什么人们会做出这个选择呢？
It's because they think that seeing is believing.
因为他们认为眼见为凭。
These peoplehave seen earth, but they have not seen heaven.
所以他们已经看到地上的事，但是却没有看到天上的事。
They don't feel that there is good enough evidence to believe that there is a heaven, and even if there is, they're not sure whether they really qualify to get into heaven.
所以他们不觉得有这足够的证据来相信他们可以进天堂，即使有，他们也不觉得他们自己可以进入天堂。
So they're willing to take the gamble that there is no afterlife.
所以他们宁愿赌说这个时候就什么都没有了。
Therefore, they do their best to enjoy life that here on earth without worrying about whether or not there's a heaven or not.
所以他们尽可能的去享受在地上的生活，而不去担心说是不是有天堂这个问题。
Now, you don't have to be Chairman Mao or Hugh Hefner to have this kind of philosophy.
所以你不需要是毛主席或是这个 Hugh Hefner 才可以有这样子的人生哲学。
There are many nice people who also have this belief.
有许多很不错的人，他们也是相信这一点的。
They are people who find their ultimate pleasure in music, in sports, or their career, or even their family.
所以很多人他们在音乐、在运动或是在自己的工作中找到了他们人生中最大的满足。
Perhaps this is your philosophy in life.
那也许这也是你的人生哲学。
Perhaps you're only here because your friend or your family member brought you here.
也许你来到教会只是因为你的朋友把你带来了。
You see no reason to live for the afterlife because you're enjoying a good life here on earth.
你也觉得没有需要去担心未来末后的日子，因为你现在在世上正在享受一个美好的生活。
After all, you have good health, you have good education, and you have a loving family.
毕竟你有健康的身体，你有好的教育，你有充满爱的家庭。
Why should you worry about the afterlife when you're experiencing heaven on earth?
所以为什么要去担心死后会怎么样？因为你现在在过在地上过的就像是在天堂一样的美好。
But what if you're wrong?
But 但是如果你错了怎么办？
What if there actually is an afterlife?
所以如果说真的有这幕后的日子的话呢？
What if your time on earth is only a tiny blip on the radar screen of eternity?
所以如果你在这世上的这时间只是这永恒当中的很短暂的一点呢？
Are you willing to consider the evidence for the afterlife?
所以你愿不愿意去思想这死后的事情？
In 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul offers the most convincing proof for the afterlife.
所以在哥林多前书第十五章，使徒保罗对死后的世界提供了一个非常有说服力的说明。
It's the overwhelming evidence for the historical bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这也是在历史上一个最震撼的证据，那就是耶稣基督的复活。
We don't have time to study this passage in detail.
我们今天没有时间来看这一段的经文。
So let me just summarize.
但是我可以总结一下。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul gives at least three reasons for believing that Jesus actually rose from the dead.
在这段经文当中，保罗给我们至少三个证据，三个理由，让我们相信耶稣基督是从死里复活。
The first reason is that Jesus literally fulfilled dozens of Old Testament prophecies through his death and his resurrection.
第一个原因是，耶稣基督的死和复活也印证了旧约当中的很多的预言。
The second reason is that the tomb of Jesus Christ is empty.
第二个理由是，耶稣基督他的坟墓是空的。
And the third reason is that many people who died for their faith claimed that they saw Jesus after he rose from the dead.
第三是很多人在他复活以后仍然看见过他。
Paul says that since we know that Jesus rose from the dead, we know that he defeated the power of Satan and death.
保罗这边说，既然我们知道他可以从死里复活，我们就知道他已经击败了这个死亡的力量。
And so someday he will raise every person who has believed in them so that they can live with him forever in heaven.
所以我们也相信有一天他会使所有相信他的人可以复活，可以与他永远在天堂活着。
Though the evidence of the resurrection is very strong,
尽管这个复活的证据是很充分的，
it still takes faith to believe in it.
但是我们仍然需要信心去相信它。
But it also takes faith to believe that there is no afterlife.
但是要相信死后什么都没有，这样也是需要信心的。
So my question is, are you willing to gamble your eternity on this presupposition?
所以说你愿意把你的永生赌在这个假设性的问题上吗？
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, many people are convinced that there is an afterlife.
所以因为耶稣基督的复活，很多人都相信有这个死后的世界。
And so they choose the second option.
所以他们选择这第二个选项。
They sacrifice the best on earth so that they can enjoy the best in heaven.
所以他们牺牲了他们在世上所爱的，所以他们可以得到在天堂上更美好的事。
They deny themselves happiness here on earth because they think they are obligated to do that if they are going to go to heaven.
他们舍弃自己在自己的幸福，因为他们觉得如果他们可以去天堂，他们就有责任要这么做。
They envy their worldly friends because their worldly friends can enjoy all the worldly pleasures.
他们也会嫉妒他们世界上的朋友，因为他们可以享受这一切在世界上的快乐。
But they console themselves because they believe that this life is only temporary.
但是他们也勉励自己说，因为这样的生活只是暂时的。
And whereas their friends are enjoying temporary pleasure now, they can enjoy eternal pleasure in heaven.
当他的朋友们正在享受这短暂的快乐的时候，他们也相信他们将来将享受在天堂永远的快乐。
But Jesus said,that he not only came to this earth so that we can have eternal life in heaven, but also so that we can have abundant life here on earth.
但是耶稣说他来到这个世界不只是让我们可以在天上享有永恒的生命，他让我们在地上也可以享有丰盛的生命。
In other words, Jesus not only offers us a life without ending in heaven, but he also offers us the ability to enjoy life to its fullest sense while we're here on earth.
所以说耶稣不只应许我们将来在天上可以有永恒的生命，他也应许我们 现在就能够享有丰盛的生命。
In John 8:36, he states how this can happen.
在约翰福音第八章三十六节，有做这样的解释。
He says, "So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed."
圣经上说，所以如果神的儿子叫你自由，你就真的自由了。
So if you are a Christian today and you are not enjoying your life here on earth, you are missing out on the freedom that Jesus offers you.
所以如果你是基督徒，你却没有享受你在地上的生活，那你是其实是错过了耶稣基督赐给你的自由。
But what kind of freedom is Jesus offering us so that we can enjoy the best of both worlds?
所以耶稣赐给我们的是怎么样的自由呢？
Some people would say it's the freedom to sin.
有些人会说这是一个可以去犯罪的自由。
In other words, since Jesus offers eternal life as a free gift, just accept that gift and then enjoy the sinful pleasures here on earth.
所以说，当耶稣已经把这个永生作为一个免费的礼物赐给我们，那我们就接受这个礼物，并且享受在世上这个犯罪的快乐。
The Apostle Paul seems to be addressing this viewpoint in Romans chapter 6.
所以使徒保罗在罗马书第六章也谈到这件事情。
In the first five chapters of Romans, Paul had explained that heaven is a free gift.
所以在罗马书的前五章，保罗已经说到这个天堂是一个免费的礼物。
You do not have to earn your way into heaven by doing good works.
你不需要靠着你的好行为来上天堂。
All you need to do to receive this free gift is to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and that he rose again to give you eternal life.
所以你所要做的就是接受这个免费的礼物，也就是相信耶稣死在十字架上，担当了我们的罪，而且又复活，赐给你永生。
In other words, good works are not a prerequisite to get into heaven.
所以说，好行为不是一个进入天堂的一个先决的条件。
And God is willing to forgive any sin that you have ever committed.
而且上帝会赦免一切你所犯的罪。
The gift of heaven seems so easy to receive that Paul knew.That some of the readers would ask the question in Romans chapter 6, verse 1, which is, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may abound?
所以这个礼物似乎是很容易被接受，所以保罗知道他的有一些读者会问说，在罗马书的第六章第一节，他说这样怎么说呢？那么我们应继续犯罪使恩典增加吗？
In other words, if heaven is a free gift and God will forgive any sin that I can commit, I might as well enjoy the best of both worlds.
所以说，如果天堂是一个免费的礼物，那上帝又会赦免一切我犯的错，那么我就不如去享受这地上的世界。
I'll enjoy the freedom to sin while I'm here on earth, and I won't have to pay the penalty of my sin after I die.
所以我就在地上享受这犯罪的自由，然后我死后也不用付任何的罪的代价，仍然可以上天堂。
I'll still be able to go to heaven.
我仍然可以上天堂。
Have you ever felt that way?
所以你有没有这种感觉呢？
You know that you shouldn't do it, but you know, you do it anyhow because you enjoy it and you know that God will forgive you anyway, way on the end.
因为你知道你不应该做什么事情，但是你却去做它，因为你知道上帝终究会原谅你。
So we stay in bed late, knowing that God will forgive us for our sin of laziness.
所以我们在床上赖床赖到很晚，因为我们知道上帝会原谅我们这个懒惰的罪。
We growl at the breakfast table because we know that God will forgive us for the sin of unkindness.
我们吃早餐的时候还有起床气，也知道上帝会原谅我们这样的没礼貌。
We repeat a juicy story about our neighbor because we know God will forgive us for the sin of gossip.
我们一直讲邻居的坏话，但又知道上帝会原谅我们八卦的罪。
And why not?
所以为什么不呢？
If our sins increase, we know that God's grace will take care of forgiving our sins.
所以我们知道，当我们的罪增加，我们真的神的恩典也更将显多。
Why not enjoy the best of both worlds by enjoying sinful pleasures on earth, but still going to heaven after you die?
所以为什么不享受这地上的犯罪的乐趣，却又死后又可以上天堂呢？
The Apostle Paul answered these questions in Romans chapter 6.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章回答了这些问题。
He gives two reasons why a lifestyle of sin robs us of the ability to enjoy the best of both worlds.
他告诉我们这个理由，为什么这个犯罪的生活将去剥夺你享受这个世界的能力。
The first reason is found in verses 2 through 10.
所以第一个在第二到第十节当中有讲到。
The Apostle Paul indicates that if you think that you are a genuine Christian and yet you still live a lifestyle of unrepentant sin, then you have a misunderstanding of what salvation is.
保罗说，如果你认为你是一个真正的基督徒，但却仍然过着一个犯罪的生活，那么你对救恩仍然有误解。
When we become Christians, we're united with Christ, and He keeps us from being addicted to a lifestyle of unrepentant sin.
所以，当我们成为一个真正的基督徒，我们和耶稣基督连结，他也帮助我们去脱离这个犯罪的生活。
And so, though even Christians will sin occasionally, Christ will not allow us to feel comfortable in our sins.
所以尽管基督徒有时候还是会犯罪，但是耶稣基督不会让我们对我们所犯的罪无感。
So the Apostle Paul indicates that it is unlikely, if not impossible, for a genuine Christian to be defeated by a lifestyle of habitual sin.
所以保罗说，一个真正的基督徒是不会被这个犯罪的生活方式所击倒的。
In verses 15 through 23, Paul gives a second reason why a lifestyle of sin robs us of the ability of enjoying the best of both worlds.
所以在第15到23节，保罗说到这第二个原因，为什么这个犯罪的生活将去剥夺你享受这个世界的能力。
Not only is it unlikely for a genuine Christian to live a lifestyle of unrepentant sin, but it is also undesirable for a genuine Christian to live a lifestyle of habitual unrepentant sin.
所以不只是真正基督徒要犯罪，习惯于犯罪生活是不太可能，而且甚至这也是，其实是犯罪生活是基督徒所厌弃的。
You Jew will read verses chapter 6 verses 20 through 23 in Chinese. For those of us who prefer English, you can look in your outline.
所以在第六章二十到二十三节，他说，因为你们做罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死，但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了义的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
In other words, it's stupid to think that living in sin can give you the best of both worlds.
所以你认为如果活在罪中仍然可以享受这两全其美世界，那就太傻了。
Though sin can give you immediate gratification, sin is a terrible boss who pays a terrible salary.
所以虽然罪可以给你一时的满足，但是这个罪就像是一个很不好的老板，他付你一个很差的工资。
Imagine that you got a job working as in a textile plant as a seamstress.
所以想象一下，你在一个纺织厂做一个裁缝的工作。
You work 18 hours a day, 7 days a week.
所以你一天工作18个小时，而且每天都工作。
Your boss screams at you and whips you when you don't perform well enough.
所以当你做得不够好的时候，你老板就用鞭子抽打你。
And at the end of the day, he only pays you a few grams, which is a few ounces of cocaine.
所以当一天结束的时候，他付你的工资就是这几克的毒品。
You live for these few moments of immediate gratification, but every time you consume that cocaine, you feel a little bit more dead inside, a little more disgusted with yourself, a little more hatred towards your boss.
所以你为了那短暂的快感而生活，但是你每一次吸毒，你都觉得你自己身体又死了一点，而且又更加的对自己反感，也对老板多了几分的反感。
But imagine that one day Bill Gates rescues you from your sweatshop.
但是想象一下，有一天比尔盖茨把你从血汗工厂拯救出来。
He cleans you up and he gives you a job as the vice president of the Microsoft Network.
所以他把你弄干净，然后给你一份工作，这是微软的副总裁。
The working conditions are great.
这是工作环境相当好。
He treats you like his own son.
他把你当成自己的孩子。
His salary is more than generous.
他给的工资超大方。
His benefits are out of this world.
他的公司的福利是好到比所有地方都还要好。
You never felt so alive and so good about yourself.
你从来没有想过可以这么好。
Now imagine that one day your old boss from the sweatshop shows up and he offers you your old job back.
但是想象一下，有一天你从前的血汗工厂的老板又出现了，他要给你原来的工作。
He tells you that he's really not that bad.
他告诉你说，其实没有那么糟啊。
He says that Bill Gates is a tyrant who's keeping you from enjoying the benefits that you had from your old job.
他告诉你说，比尔盖茨其实是一个暴君，他只是不让你回去享受你以前的工作。
And then he offers you a little bit of cocaine as an incentive.
所以他说他要多给你一些毒品当做奖励。
What are you going to do?
所以你要怎么做呢？
Which job is more desirable?
你要拿哪一个工作呢？
Paul says that before you were a Christian, you had the worst of both worlds.
保罗说到，当你成为基督徒以前，你拥有的这两个世界都是最糟糕的。
He said you were a slave to sin, and that the wages of sin was eternal death.
他说你是一个罪的奴仆，而且这罪的工价乃是死。
But when you became a Christian, you received a new master who gave you the best of both worlds, abundant life here on earth and eternal life in heaven.
但是当你成为一个基督徒，你有一个新的主人，他要给你一个两全其美的世界，不在地上。可以有丰盛的生命，在天上也可以有永生。
And now that you're a Christian, you can choose to serve your new master, or you can choose to serve your old master.
那现在你是一个基督徒，所以你可以选择你要为你的新主人或是你的旧主人来工作。
When you serve your new master, you enjoy abundant life here on earth, and you store up treasures for yourself in heaven, which you will enjoy when you in eternal life.
所以当你服侍你新的主人，你在地上享受丰盛的生命，同时也积财宝在天上，让你将来在天上可以享受永生。
Every time you serve that old slave master of sin, a little bit of abundant life is just sapped out of you, and a little bit of your rewards in heaven is robbed from you.
但是当你又为罪工作的时候，你就消失掉一点点你丰盛的生命，同时也拿走一点点你在天上的财宝。
Some Christians think that they can enjoy the best of both worlds by enjoying the freedom to sin here on earth without experiencing the consequences of sin in heaven.
所以有些基督徒认为他们可以得到两全其美的世界，在地上享受犯罪的自由，就不用承受将来犯罪的代价。
But in actuality, they're actually experiencing the worst of both worlds while they're here on earth.
但实际上，他们所得到的却是这两个世界当中最糟糕的部分。
They're too worldly minded to enjoy spiritual things, but they are too heavenly minded to enjoy worldly things.
他们世俗的头脑无法享受这精神层面的东西，但是他们又太在意这个得到什么好处，以至于他们无法享受这世界上丰盛的事情。
So if freedom to sin is actually slavery to sin,How can one truly enjoy the best of both worlds?
所以如果犯罪的自由其实是做罪的奴仆，那怎样才能享受这两全其美的世界呢？
Romans 6:18 summarizes it well. You have been set free from sin.
所以在罗马书第六章十八节总结说，你们既从罪里得了释放。
You see, true freedom is not freedom to sin. True freedom is freedom.From sin.
所以真正的自由不是去犯罪的自由，而是不犯罪的自由。
In other words, the best of both worlds is not only to be freed from the penalty of sin, which is hell, but also the freedom from the power of sin, which is sin's destructive addiction.
所以换句话说，这两全其美的世界不只是要从罪的刑罚，也就是地狱当中解脱出来，更是要脱离罪的权势，也就是脱离罪的吸引。
This freedom will help us to enjoy God both here on earth and also in heaven.
所以这样的自由可以让我们无论是在天上或在地上都享受神的美好。
Now that is the best of both worlds.
那这才是真正的两全其美。
After the Civil War, many slaves continued to serve their masters because they did not know that the Emancipation Proclamation had set them free.
在南北战争结束后，很多的奴隶仍然继续服侍他们以前的主人，因为他们不知道这解放宣言已经将他们释放了。
Unfortunately, many Christians are just like those slaves.
但不幸的是，很多基督徒就像这些奴隶一样。
They have been set free from their old master, yet they are still serving their old master.
他们已经从罪中得了释放，但是他们却仍然侍奉他们旧的主人。
Life seems to be this endless, vicious cycle.Of giving in to temptation, experiencing guilt, asking God for forgiveness, and then giving into that same temptation again.
所以生活似乎总是在试探，在罪恶感，在求神饶恕这样子一个无止境的循环里面。
Romans chapter 6 is our emancipation proclamation that declares that we are legally free from the power of sin.
罗马书第六章是就是我们的解放宣言，宣告说我们已经从旧的主人，也就是罪当中得了自由。
When Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead, He set us free from the power of sin.
所以当耶稣死了，从死里复活，他也把我们从罪当中拯救出来。
And now by experiencing the death and the resurrection of Jesus in our lives, we can experience freedom from sin.
所以当我们在生命中去经历耶稣的死和复活，我们也可以从罪当中得到自由。
You see, the death and resurrection of Jesus is not only a historical fact about the past, it's also an experiential reality for the present.
所以耶稣的死和复活不只是一个历史的事实，它也是 更是一种真实的经历。
So how can the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ give us freedom from sin?
所以耶稣的死和复活要怎样才能使我们从罪当中释放呢？
How can it become an exciting reality in our own lives?
这怎样才能够真实的成为我们生活当中的一部分呢？
Apostle Paul gives the answer to these questions in Romans chapter 3 verses, Romans chapter 6 verse 3 to 13.
使徒保罗在罗马书第六章三到十三节当中给了我们这些问题的答案。
He tells us there are three things that we need to do in order to experience the significance of the death and resurrection in our lives.
他告诉我们有三件事我们要做来体验耶稣的死和复活所带给我们的意义。
The first thing can be found in verse chapter 3.
所以第一是在第三节他说到，岂不知我们这受死受洗归入耶稣基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
In other words, we need to know about the significance of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
也就是说，我们需要知道关于耶稣的死和复活的意义。
What are the facts we need to know?
那是什么呢？
The first facts can be found in verses 3 and 4.
那第一就是在第三节和第四节讲到，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
The first fact that we need to know is that if a person has been baptized into Jesus, the death and the resurrection has already changed his life.
所以我们需要知道的第一个事实就是，如果一个人他已经受洗归入耶稣，那他的死和复活已经改变了他的生命。
See, that person's not only been baptized into Jesus, he's also been baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus.
所以这个人不只受洗归入耶稣基督，他也受洗归入了他的死和复活。
But what does it mean to be baptized into Jesus?
但是受洗归入耶稣是什么意思呢？
The word baptized literally means to plunge or dip into, as plunging a dipper into a barrel for a drink.
施洗这个字的意思就像是拿一个勺子到一个桶子里面，然后去取一瓢饮。
It came to mean identifying with, because the thing that plunges takes on the identity or characteristics of the things that it is plunged into.
它的意义就像是你把一个东西进到桶子里面的时候，它就和这个桶子里面的东西成了同样的一个特性。
For example, a shirt that is baptized into red dye, when it comes out, looks red.
所以当一个衣服进到一个红色的染料里面的时候，它就成了红色的。
The same way, a person who is baptized into Christ is characterized by Christ's likeness.
所以当人受洗归入基督，他就成了基督的样式。
Now, some people think that the Apostle Paul is here speaking about water baptism.
所以有些人觉得说这个他讲到的是一个水的洗礼。
As if plunging a person into water could magically make that person like Christ.
所以好像把一个人埋进水里就可以很神奇的让一个人像基督。
But actually the Apostle Paul is talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但事实上保罗所说的是一个圣灵的洗礼。
1 Corinthians 12:13 says we were all baptized into one or we were all baptized by one spirit into one body.
在哥林多前书第十二章十三节说，我们都从一位圣灵 受洗，成了一个身体。
Paul's talking about the baptism, or the Paul's talking about the body of Christ.
保罗说的是基督的身体。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit takes place the moment that a person believes in Jesus as his Savior.
所以圣灵的洗礼是发生在当一个人相信耶稣为救主的那个时刻。
In other words, when a person becomes a Christian, his spirit is immersed into the spirit of Jesus so that his spirit takes on the characteristics of Jesus.
所以当一个人成为基督徒，他的灵就受洗进入耶稣的灵，所以他的灵能够有基督耶稣的样式。
Water baptism is an outward demonstration of this inward commitment.
水的洗礼是向外的去展示这种内在的变化。
It symbolizes how our spirits have been plunged into the spirit of Jesus, and it symbolizes the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以它也象征着我们的灵如何能够受浸 入到耶稣的灵。
Though water baptism doesn't cause a person to experience the reality of his death and resurrection, Jesus does command us to be baptized by water so that we can demonstrate to others that we are committed to Jesus and his death and resurrection.
虽然水的洗礼不会真的使一个人真的死掉而且复活，但是耶稣吩咐我们要受水的洗礼，使我们可以向人宣告说我们效法他的死和复活。
If you already believe in Jesus and you have not yet been baptized, I encourage you to talk to me about getting baptized by water.
所以如果你已经相信耶稣基督，但你还没有受洗，我希望你可以和我谈一谈。
So the first fact that Paul wants us to know is that if we are genuine Christians, we have been changed by the death and resurrection, whether we know it or not.
所以保罗这边第一个要我们知道的就是，如果我们是真正的基督徒，我们就已经被耶稣基督的死和复活所改变，不管我们有没有感觉。
The second fact that the Apostle Paul wants us to know about the significance of the death and resurrection is found in verses 6 through 8.
所以第二个保罗希望我们了解的意义就是在第六节到第八节，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
In these verses, Paul tells us that we need to know the factual results of being baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus.
所以在这里，保罗告诉我们，我们需要知道受洗归入耶稣的这四个事实。
He tells us of four results that build on each other.
所以这边有四个结果，都是互相印证的。
The first result is that our old self was crucified with him, or as verse 2 says, we died to sin.
所以第一是我们的老我与耶稣同钉十字架，就像第二节说的，我们向罪死。
In some way, we died to sin the same way that Jesus died to sin.
我们向罪死，就好像耶稣向罪死一样。
You see, when Jesus died, he paid the penalty of our sin one time for all times.
所以当耶稣受死的时候，他一次付清了那罪的赎价。
In the same way, we died to sin because when Jesus died,the penalty of our sins has been paid once for all.
所以同样的，我们向罪死，是因为借着耶稣基督的死，我们的罪的赎价也是已经一次付清了。
The first result results in the second result, which occurs in verse 6, which is that the body of sin might be done away with, or literally, the body of sin might be rendered powerless.
所以从第一讲到第二，就是在第六节，他说使罪身灭绝，这个字面上就是说犯罪的身体不再有任何的力量，也就是说
In other words, because Jesus paid the penalty for our sins, sins no longer have power over us.
耶稣已经为我们付上了罪的代价，所以这罪就不再能够辖制我们。
It doesn't mean that sinful temptations no longer exist. Instead, it means that the sinful temptationsNo longer have the power to control us.
所以这并不意味着说我们不再有任何罪的试探，而是说这罪的试探不再能够控制我们。
The second result causes a third result to occur in verse 6, which is that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
所以这第三个他说叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
In other words, because Jesus had taken away sin's power, Satan no longer can force us to be a slave to sin.
因为耶稣已经胜过了这个罪恶的权势，所以撒旦再也不能强逼我们做罪的奴仆。
Since the first three results in verse 6 are all facts, we can know the fourth result in verse 8 is also a fact, which is now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
所以总结前三个呢，在第八节他说，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
In other words, since we know that the death of Christ conquered the penalty and power of sin, we can also know the resurrection of Christ gives us eternal life and abundant life.
因为我们知道基督死战胜了罪的权势，也付清了罪的赎价，我们也可以知道耶稣的复活带给我们永生和丰盛的生命。
In other words, Jesus not only protects us from the worst of both worlds, which is the penalty and power of sin,But he also provides us with the best of both worlds, which is eternal life and abundant life.
所以说耶稣不只保护我们不要落入那个最坏的两个世界，也为我们预备了这两全其美的两个世界。
So the Apostle Paul says in these verses that you must first know what the death and resurrection has done for you before you can experience the death and resurrection in your own life.
所以在这里保罗说你必须先知道什么是受死和复活的意义，你才可以经历到这受死和复活的生命。
But knowing is not enough.
所以说，光是有这样的知识是不够的。
In order for you to experience the reality, you also need to believe that the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ impacts your own life.
你要有这样子的经历，就必须先相信耶稣基督的死和复活已经改变了你的生命。
Or as verse 11 says, in the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
就像在第十一节说的，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
But what does the verb count mean?
所以在这边看自己是什么意思？
The word count means to make a firm mental decision to act on the basis of the evidence that one has drawn.
这意思是说你在有充分的证据基础上去做一个坚决的决定。
In other words, you go beyond knowing that something could theoretically be true for some hypothetical person.
所以说你不单是要知道这个理论是套用在某些人身上是真的。
And you get to the point where you are convinced that it will experientially work for you personally.
你也相信说它也会真实的发生在你自己身上。
For example, if you are a senior in high school of Chinese ancestry and you have a 4.0 GPA, you could know theoretically that a foundation will give you a $2,000 scholarship to people of your ancestry and GPA.
所以如果你是一个中国学生，你今年高三，那你有4.0 的 GPA， 你知道有一个基金会将发$2,000的奖学金给这样一个中国学生有这样好的 GPA。
But you wouldn't count it to be true unless you actually made a decision to apply for that scholarship.
所以在你做出决定去申请奖学金之前，你都不会把它看作是真的。
In the same way, you could know theoretically.That the death of Christ has taken care of the penalty of power of sin, and you could know theoretically that the resurrection of Jesus provides you with both eternal life and abundant life.
所以同样的，你知道说基督的死付上了罪的代价，也知道基督的复活同样给你的永生和丰盛的生命。
But you don't count it to be true until you're tempted to give into a temptation, and you decide, you know.I'm not going to give in to this temptation because Christ's death has made Satan powerless and he can't make me a slave to his sin.
所以当这个道理应用在生活上的时候，就是当你受到罪的试探的时候，你决定说我不会向这个试探屈服，因为基督的死让撒旦再也没有能力可以使我成为罪的奴仆。
I will choose to enjoy freedom from sin because I know that if I do, I will experience sin.Best of both worlds.
所以我会选择离开罪去享受这真正的自由，因为我知道这样做我能够享受这两全其美的生命。
You not only need to know and believe in the death, in the significance of the death and resurrection of Jesus, but you also need to live out the significance of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但是你不只需要知道并且相信耶稣的死和复活，还需要真正活出耶稣基督的样式。
Because good intentions aren't good until they're put into action.
因为这好的动机是要直到被付诸行动，那才真的有意义。
And verses 12 through 14 tells us two things that we need to do if we are going to live out the significance of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以在第十二节到十四节告诉我们，我们要做两件事情，我们才能够活出这真正死和复活的意义。所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
In order to live out the significance of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you must first stop offering the parts of your body to sin, and you must secondly begin to offer yourselves to God.
所以为了要效法基督耶稣的死和复活，你必须先停止你的身体去做犯罪的事情，然后开始把自己献给神。
Inside of each Christian soul,There is a throne room.
在每个基督徒的灵魂当中都有一个宝座。
You need to decide who's going to sit on the throne in your room.
所以你必须决定谁要坐在那个宝座上。
You can surrender the throne to your sinful desires and rebel against God, or you can surrender to God and rebel against your sinful desires.
所以你可以臣服于你犯罪的欲望，或是你要选择臣服于上帝。
But God and your sinful desires cannot sit on that throne at the same time.
但是上帝和你的欲望不能同时坐在那宝座上。
If you don't consciously let God sit on your throne, your sinful desires will creep onto it.
所以你不，如果你不很明确的让上帝坐在你的宝座上，那么你的犯罪的欲望就会偷偷的爬上去。
And that's why it's important not to become complacent in our spiritual lives.
所以这就是为什么我们不要自满于我们的属灵生活。
We should not wait until a camp or a retreat to recommit our lives.
我们不应该等到参加特会或是退休会的时候才又决定要委身给上帝。
Instead, we should rededicate our lives every day to Jesus.
相反的，我们每一天都要来向上帝委身。
We should tell him, man, I just can't live a life of freedom from sin.In my own power, so I surrender myself to you today.
你告诉他，我不能靠自己的力量从罪当中得自由，所以我把我自己献给你。
Lord, control my thoughts, my motives, and my actions.
主啊，请你掌管我的思想、我的动机和我的行为。
Show me any area that I need to hand over to you.
告诉我任何我需要交托给你的地方。
And if we are tempted to give in to a sinful pleasure, we should not think to ourselves, well, one time won't matter.
所以如果我们又被罪所试探，我们不应该说就只有一次而已，不会怎么样。
Instead, we should see this as a trick of our sinful desires to get us to compromise so that our sinful desires can creep back onto that throne.
相反的，我们应该想到那是我们犯罪的欲望又偷偷的回来引诱我们，要我们做出妥协。
If you are not a Christian today, God wants you to have the best of both worlds.
所以，如果你还不是基督徒，让你知道了，神希望你拥，想要你拥有两全其美的世界。
But the best of both worlds is not to go to heaven but still be free to sin.
但是，这两全其美不是说你既能上天堂，又能够在地上享受犯罪的自由。
Instead, the best of both worlds.Is to go to heaven and be free from sin.
而是说，这是让你能够既能进入天堂，又能够脱离在世上的罪。
If you want to experience the best of both worlds, then pray this prayer with me.
所以，如果你愿意的话，请你和我一起做这样的祷告。
Dear God, I'm sorry for the sins that are in my life.
亲爱的天父，对不起，我在犯了许多的罪。
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to.Pay for both the penalty and power of sin in my life.
我也相信耶稣基督在十字架上，他已经把罪全都付清了。
I believe that he rose again to give me eternal life in heaven and abundant life here on earth.
会相信他真实的复活，于是他赐给我永生的，也赐给我们在地上丰盛的生命。
Come into my life so that I can have the best of both worlds.
请你进到我的生命来，让我好让我可以有这样一只两全其美的世界。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣名祷告。
Amen. Amen. You know, if you pray that prayer, I encourage you to talk to one of the elders or to me or to any Christian that you admire.